He's right nearby. Maybe he's even in the bar. Wayne in Palos Heights is on the score with Stoney.
Hello, Wayne.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good.
Good. You know, I was looking at, you know, I'm very frustrated with the White Sox offense. And, you know, I over the last 4 years, not including the six times we've been shut out this year, they've been shut out 40 times.
Yes.
Now,
that's deceiving, though, because they haven't hit that well.
Well, okay. Okay. What do you think specifically is the problem? We get into these stretches, you know, for example, Wednesday afternoon with 14 guys in a row retired. We didn't get our first hit yesterday till one out in the fifth. You know, we go into these stretches of, you know, multiple innings without a base runner, without a hit.
Yes.
What do you think specifically the problem is, Steve?
We need better hitters.
But this roster.
That's the easiest way to answer that. But the reality is that we have a lot of guys on this team that just absolutely refuse to take walks. I mean, you've got Brent Morrell, who's going to be a very good player, but he hasn't had a walk this year. You can get to three balls on Pierzynski, but he's going to swing if he stays in the ballpark. Juan Pierre is a swinging leadoff hitter. He's not a walking leadoff hitter. Ramirez is very difficult to walk. So we have a lineup full of guys that swing the bat. When they're hitting the baseball and they're finding holes, then the team, you know, will put together a lot of hits and a lot of runs. But the teams that have consistently a lot of runs scored are patient teams who get the starters out of there around the sixth inning because they're up to 100 pitches, because they've taken some walks, because they've run the counts deep. And our guys historically have just not taken walks. And when you're hitting, that's fine. When you're not hitting, you're putting a lot of pitchers' pitches in play. And if you're going to sum it up, that's exactly the reason. If